This is Mariah Maroney interviewing Velvet Hatfield on August 12, 1981. Okay, why did you come to Homer?
We came to Homer because we had a cousin up here, and he thought it would be a nice place for us to come and job opportunities.
Uh-huh. Did you live in this, where you're living now, when you first came?
No, we lived in Homer. When we first came
here.
In the
town?
Yes, in the town of Homer.
Mm-hmm. And then when did you move out here?
Moved out here in
1958. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What was your first impression when you came to Homer?
Well, when I first came to Homer, we had about 5 feet of snow the first year we were here, and all I wanted to do was go back to Oregon.
Oh, so you came from Oregon then?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you have any doubts about Homer, or did you just think, oh no, this is terrible, or?
Well, the first impression of Homer, of course, I thought, gee, what a little small town. But I thought, well, I better look at the optimistic part of it, and there was opportunities, and there was work here for my husband, and so I thought, well, it might be a nice place to live after all.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And how did you get here?
We drove up the Alcan Highway. We had a pickup with a little trailer house behind, and we had all of our belongings in the back of the pickup.
Mm-hmm. And, boy, so you drove quite a ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. How did your family make a living? You know,
my husband was a construction worker. He had his own equipment.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Was there any work that you had to do to help him with that or not?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I just stayed home and took care of my family.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Where in Homer? Okay. How did you choose this location that you're living at right now?
At that time, this was a homestead, and so we decided we wanted to move out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So we got this place here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. You guys didn't sell any goods, did you? Like any farm stuff?
No, we didn't.
You didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. The development of East Road, was that like, when did it start out here? When did people start coming? What year, you know?
Let's see.
Can't remember.
No, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Was it like early 60s? Was it anywhere around there? Or?
I imagine it was around the early 60s, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, were there any schools out here?
No, there wasn't.
There weren't any
no schools?
No.
Mm-hmm. My girls had to walk a mile and a half down to where Middletons live now to catch the school bus.
Oh, gee, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's as far as the school bus
yes,
went?
Yes, it did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so did the Middletons move out here at about the same time as you?
No, they were here before we were.
They were?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see. Okay, how many hours were involved in your husband's work?
Probably about 8 hours a day.
8 hours
mm-hmm.
a day. Did he work all days a week, or he worked
No, because
five days?
He was self-employed, and he just worked
whenever he wanted.
Mm-hmm, whenever he had a job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did he just work separately, or?
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
He did? Okay. And when you say construction, was he like carpenter? Or?
No, he did like clearing of land.
Oh, okay.
With the cat and road work and things like that.
Oh, did he help make this road, this Homer Road?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He did?
No, not the Homer Road, no.
But not the Homer Road, but
mm-hmm.
the East Road here? Or?
He worked just for people, is what he
uh-huh.
did. For, mm-hmm. Not on the main road.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What did you do to establish ownership of this land?
Well, to get ownership of it, you had to clear 22 acres. Oh, wow. To prove up on your land.
Mm-hmm. Did your husband do that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Do you still own those 32 acres? Or?
Yes, we have a 160-acre homestead. What
it
is
you
now.
Do? Mm-hmm. Is this the homestead? Or?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wow. Where we're living now, we have the homestead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. How long did it take you to gain title of this?
It takes 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Did you have a garden?
Yes. We had gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We put in like potatoes and the fall things to put in for winter. And then we had, of course, the fresh vegetables and things like that.
Mm-hmm. What did you do in the wintertime about food?
Well, we canned up moose meat and beef and canned the vegetables. Because at that time, we didn't have electricity.
Yeah.
And so we put canned everything in jars for winter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then that would last you the whole winter? And then,
yes.
And then mm-hmm. the summertime, you'd get more?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was your husband ever a hunter? Or?
Yes, he did. He hunted moose. And,
mm-hmm.
He didn't like the fish, but we had a lot of game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what... Bithick told me, yeah. They did a lot of hunting, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, what kind of equipment was it that he had when he worked on his construction?
He had a caterpillar.
Caterpillar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was the hardest thing about life then? Was there... You know, living out here and
well, the hardest thing I think in the wintertime was that we just had a coal stove of the kitchen range,
mm-hmm.
and our house was small, and it wasn't insulated, of course. And in the wintertime, well, the ice would freeze on our wash basin and on our water buckets. And of course, get up in the morning to that, but.
Yeah.
That was all the fun of the life.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you said you lived in Homer then, before you came out here. What mm-hmm. part of Homer was it that you lived in?
It was up on, it was then called the CT Road. It's part of the street now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Were there any major setbacks or hardships then, or was there, like... Any big problems you had? Or?
No, I don't think so.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay. What did you enjoy the most about those days?
That was fun being with my children mm-hmm. and out in the country, and we had a lot of fun times. In the wintertime, we would go sledding. And one time my boy thought, well, Mother, you should ski. So I got on the skis with him, but all I did was just regular snow plow. just fell off
yeah.
into the snow.
Okay. let's see. What kind of social life did you have then?
Well, we had a band. A musical band, and we played for dances.
Oh.
And on Saturday nights we play for the grown-ups, and on Friday nights we have dances for the teenagers. It was fun that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My mm-hmm. girls, when they were small, they used to sing together. The three girls would sing at the dances.
Wow. Yeah. You love socializing then.
Mm-hmm.
Knew everyone in town too.
Yes.
Okay, what'd you do about groceries? Would you like sugar and salt, and how would you get that?
Well, we would, we had a four-wheel drive, and we would bring it up as far as our driveway, then we would pack it up in pack sacks,
mm-hmm.
and we did have horses at that time.
Mm-hmm. And so would the salt and sugar come from Kodiak or Seldovia, or...? From Homer.
They just come from Homer.
They just store them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Were there any people living further out than you?
There was about two, three families out further.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Okay, was Homer or Ray like a community before you came? Or?
There was just a one school building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There was a grocery store too?
Yes, a grocery store and one small drug store.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And post office.
Okay. So it was the little community.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How did you get your mail? Was the mail in there every day at the post office, or was it like monthly? Or
it was every day.
Every day. Okay. Did you have electricity then?
No, we didn't. No. Mm-hmm. Just had old gas lanterns.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And would you just buy the gas? How would you get a hold of the gas?
Out of, on the spit.
On
the spit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, transportation. You had a truck and horses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
What about phones?
There was no phones.
No phones?
No.
When did you get your phone?
Well, I just got mine just about 2 years ago.
Oh.
Here.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What kind of health care did you have?
We just had one doctor in Homer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Finger.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was there a small hospital then?
Or? No, there wasn't.
No hospital. Okay. What kind of education did you have before the school? Were you here before the school, or was there?
There was a school here.
When
yeah.
you came
uh-huh.
here, okay. And so they didn't have to take correspondence.
No, they didn't.
Okay. 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 Were there like the law in Homer? What were there cops and everything then, or no?
Yes,
there,
there
were
patrolmen.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The comparison of Homer then and now, do you like it better now, or would you prefer having it then?
No, I like it better now. You have more opportunities now mm-hmm. for the children and for everybody, and you have a big hospital, and
yeah.
I think it's, although it grows up, you know, you like to have it sort of like it was before out in the
yeah.
country, but I like to see progress.
Yeah.
It helps everybody.
Okay. Okay, so, let's see. Okay, so you prefer Homer today then? You like it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, what are the things that Homer doesn't have now that you liked a lot about when it wasn't so popular?
Well, I think people got together more. They had more time for one another.
Mm-hmm.
And they had more entertainment for people to get together
yeah.
and more enjoy one another. Now they're sort of like,
oops, oops,
and have to do their own thing,
yeah.
you might say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So people are more spread out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so did you ever homestead? Did you ever homestead, like, have big, you didn't have horses? You had horses, right?
Yes.
But did you have cows or anything?
No, we didn't.
Okay. How did you get milk from the grocery store?
Yes, we used powdered milk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, how did you provide water here?
We had a little spring.
Little mm-hmm. spring?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, about how many people lived in Homer then? Not too many? Was
not too many people, no.
No, not mm-hmm. too many. Okay. Yeah. Okay. When you had your children, was there a hospital then?
Yes.
Mhm. Okay. So were they born in Homer or?
My last boy was born in Homer. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mhm.
Okay.
Okay.
Was it very hard to support five children in those days, or was it pretty simple and easy?
It was pretty easy then.
Mm-hmm.
Because the prices and the clothing and everything were not as expensive as they are now.
Mm-hmm.
And of course then the people that had clothes that they weren't using, then they would hand them down to my children, which is nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They probably don't do that anymore. Yeah. Okay, did you sew their clothing? Or?
Yes, I did.
You did? You mm-hmm. made it?
Made some of their clothes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that will be all for this interview, because I'll have to think of some more things, some more topics. But it's been pretty nice interviewing you today, and I'm going to come back for sure mm-hmm. and get more information.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.